This is Fight Back with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3 102.1.
It is indeed Fight Back, and we're in the studio with Zach Baird, a man who is busy fighting back and fighting back against the governor of Ohio, John Kasich. Zach, why are you taking on the main man in Ohio, Governor John Kasich?
Well, I'm taking on John Kasich not for anything he's done politically or any decisions he's made legally, though I do absolutely oppose these actions, and I find them unconscionable and immoral, and I really think he's taking our state in the wrong direction. But the real problem is that John Kasich is an insatiable bottom.
You heard it first here on Fight Back, breaking news. John Kasich, an insatiable bottom. It's been in print, but this is the first time we think it's been in the electronic medium.
This is true. This is very, very true.
What do you mean? What's wrong with being, first of all,
what is an insatiable bottom?
Good question.
That's a very good question.
What does that mean?
And let me explain. And I'm kind of shocked somewhat, because some older people, perhaps, they hear bottom and they think they just mean I'm referring to a buttocks, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
What you sit on. Mm-hmm. And that does actually work to help explain this meme that I'm trying to spread. But in fact, a bottom is a, and being gay, I feel very comfortable talking about this, a bottom is a person who, a male, who prefers to be on the receiving end of anal sex, whereas myself, being a top, I prefer to be on the giving end of anal sex. I mean, this is a totally natural thing. It happens all across America. Hopefully hearing about it will help somebody out there.
I hope so.
Or perhaps it'll inspire somebody to explore a form of pleasure they heretofore didn't realize they might be amenable to. That's one of the reasons I'm always very comfortable talking about it. But by insatiable, I mean somebody or something. There's no way to give this person enough of something for them to truly be satisfied. So when you say somebody is an insatiable bottom, what you're really saying is they are a person who cannot receive enough things put inside of their anus to ever be fully satisfied. And by that, I mean they are a greedy asshole.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, that makes perfect sense. Continue.
Well, my question is, since John's conservative by nature and he's with the Republicans, wouldn't it have been better to simply use some 50s terms that he has round heels? He's bend over, he's a pushover.
Oh, absolutely.
Wouldn't that have been more in line with 50s nostalgia?
I think it's interesting that you bring up 50s nostalgia, since the one thing, if you really think about the 50s, that people might be nostalgic for is some form of McCarthyism, since that was really the pervading essence of that time, a period where everyone was happy-go-lucky, but in fact some of the greatest crimes against our country were going on. But no, I mean, really, the essence is I'm really just trying to get at the fact that John Kasich is a greedy asshole. And so I'm not trying to make a gay joke so much as I'm trying to use a gay joke as a channel to get at a point that emphasizes and embodies what I think all of John Kasich's political platform represents.
But what about the listeners who say, well, if John's a bottom, you must be a top?
I mean, I'm definitely going to give it to him as hard as I can.
Yes. Is John Kasich giving it to the state of Ohio?
He's not giving it to the state of Ohio. He's taking it away. He's taking everything away.
So we look at John Kasich. I mean, do you know John Kasich? Have you ever met John Kasich?
I have, in fact, met John Kasich. I met John Kasich in spring 2003 when I was a freshman at Ohio State University in a political science class, and he came to give a guest lecture where he was being paid $4,000 an hour to speak, and oddly enough, all he spent his time speaking about was how much we're overpaying artists in our state and wasting state money on the arts. Which, in my mind, an artist is somebody who's meant to be somebody who spreads a message that is for the populace, that tries to represent something that we can all get behind. And, you know, in a general way, it sort of helps the public spirit rise up. It's liberating. But for some reason, in John Kasich's mind, it was completely okay for him to be paid $4,000 to spread his own personal political message and really speak nothing to any kind of, in my opinion, academic relevant idea to the class that I was enrolled in.
No, I mean, I ran against John Kasich in 1992, and I used to hear John Kasich's an expert on healthcare. And I would think, as I recall, John Kasich has a bachelor's degree. He's never written anything in the area. Isn't in any way scholarly or intellectual, but there's this kind of
No, he went to
myth.
The doctor one time, though.
He
went to the doctor.
Well,
one time.
When
he's
you got an insatiable
office.
Bottom, you're going to have to go there once in a while.
Yeah, he does get that checked out quite routinely. In fact, he has an entire hospital in there meant to take care of it and repair tissue as it fissures and
That's
breaks.
Convenient.
But it's been privatized, which is a key point.
Oh, very much so.
It's
very much
not
so.
Obamacare in there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
That
not
would
at
involve
all.
Lubrication. But anyway, so John Kasich, you're telling me, was at the public trough, and you got to hear him speak. So, and he's getting paid how much?
I believe the number is $4,000 an hour. And I didn't even know that until last year. I mean, it really impacted me when he came to speak, because I remember him running for president in 2000 and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And my parents were very impressed by him. They thought he was just this revolutionary individual. And I remember even thinking, like, well, maybe he does have some very interesting things to say. But I can tell you that I was highly, highly disappointed in that he really seems to only focus on being against the things that he has a personal vendetta against, and not really having any
like
kind
college
of
college professors.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, think about this, is that they're drawing up a budget, right? And it's sort of like, and there's this rhetoric all around it. We should return power to the local governments, you know, so they can balance their budget. And also, all college professors have to teach a free class.
What?
I did not hear that. I heard of the three-year degree thing.
That was in his bill. Is that he's got all this rhetoric how we need to give these tools to the states and the colleges and the school district. And also, every college professor has to teach a free class.
Yeah. Well, you're getting at something which is really relevant to this meme, this idea, this metaphor, if you will, of John Kasich being an insatiable asshole.
Well, they made him read books, okay? They made him read hardcover books.
He's never gotten over it.
No, truly.
Thick ones.
But I think when you talk about all these I mean, he really is one of the most outrageous people in the history of Ohio politics, as far as I can remember in recent history. I mean, I was never a big fan of George Voinovich or anything like that. But, I mean, it seemed like at one level, some level, he was a reasonable person at times.
I think I'd be a little bit more unreasonable or, you know, radical if somebody was giving me $4,000 an hour to do it.
And he was
it kind of takes out some of the risk in being a crazy radical.
I mean, to me, the story of John Kasich is an accident of history, right? He's
certainly an anomaly of nature.
He's at Ohio State. It's 1972. All his peers are like, form a govern, being hippies, having fun. Kasich dresses up as a young Republican. He's like Alex P. Keaton and hangs out with Richard Nixon. I mean, that's when he comes to fame. He agrees. Everyone hates Nixon because he's bombing Cambodia, you know, illegally killing Buddhist peasants. Kasich meets him. And then because he meets Nixon, Kasich hooks up with various dark and shadowy people, including, of course, the Reverend Moon. His first campaigns, he's got all these Moonies, which are linked to the Korean CIA, literally, around his campaign. And he's at the State House. I've talked to people who worked with him. He's generally considered this arrogant, shocking, lazy ne'er-do-well. And then nobody wants to run for these seats, so he runs for a Republican seat, a Senate seat in 1980, held by O'Shaughnessy, this famous Democratic family, but it's the Reagan Revolution. So he wins. He wins when no one expects him. And then in 1982, he runs for Congress in this district, and he barely wins. And then he has it carved up into a safe seat. So he never really had an election. He's been representing Licking County in Delaware County and essentially torturing the black population on the east side of Columbus. And then he runs for president, and he doesn't even get 1% of the vote in most of the places he's running. But it's never stopped his arrogance.
No, and I think that's a really good point, and it feeds into this, which is that everything that comes out of John Kasich's mouth is shit. And if you think about what an ass is, it's cheeks with a hole that shit comes out of. And that's exactly what John Kasich's face is, too. its cheeks with a hole that bullshit comes out of all the time. And that's kind of how he's managed to propel his career, I feel, is he's just always willing to be the front man for the most outrageously greedy, corrupt group of people who are willing to give him whatever money he needs to get whatever power position he needs to be.
With enthusiasm front man, right?
It's oh,
like,
sure.
Oh, Rupert Murdoch, he's a billionaire. I'll front for, you know, I'll be a bottom for Rupert Murdoch. But, you know, so you're right. I mean, if you look back at that, but part of it, for example, you know, he blames Obama for, you know, Obama, $13 trillion debt. Well, there's actual data. Obama contributed $1.7 trillion to the debt. What he seems to miss is that there was no debt under Bill Clinton, is that it's really the politics of Kasich that have come in, gutted the state of Ohio, gutted the nation, made the richest people richer.
And that's exactly the point. I mean, it's all about greed. When you say a greedy asshole, I'm literally saying that he is, I mean, I believe that, and this meme is supposed to spread the idea, that he's not just trying to create a neutral state where businesses can thrive. He's trying to arrange the infrastructure of our state and business such that it continues to funnel money into a very corrupt channel. In this case, the channel, this channel of his ass represents the channels of corruption where money and things go to more wealthy people. I mean, it's all about... And the thing is, whenever I really see John Kasich saying these outrageous things on TV, whenever I see him acting indifferent to the fact that he's going to pass a law that's going to put people out of jobs, take away health care, give people no rights to represent their labor, he seems pleased by it. I mean, he generally seems pleased by the things he's doing. He not only does he lack compassion, but he seems to get off. He thinks he's a visionary.
I'm a visionary. I'll be destroying the middle class in Ohio and making the wealthiest richer than they've ever been.
No, truly.
Yeah, he gets really excited about it.
It's not just about, and I mean, for the idea for a man who has such a huge deficit inside of himself to make a big deal out of the national deficit, that's just outrageous.
Okay, but what I'm always wondering, what about the twitching, jerking, drooling aspect to him?
He's an insatiable bottom. He's never been pleased sexually. He's never been brought to orgasm, probably. It's not possible.
He's not satiated. He's not content.
Mm-hmm.
Is that he's always going to have that kind of twitch to him, looking for his next fix.
Precisely. I tell you, this meme is going to spread, too. I was at a festival called St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast in Oxford, Ohio, recently.
Frank Zappa.
Was that a connection to...
Yeah, Frank Zappa wrote a very famous song, right, Don?
About St. Alfonso's?
St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast.
Really?
I didn't know that.
The door, a leprechaun stroked it. He stroked his... Well, I can tell you that
when you go to a festival like this, I mean, I don't think it's a pejorative thing to say, but people there very proudly describe themselves as rednecks.
These
ostensibly might have even been people who were a core group of Kasich supporters before the election.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't hide anything about who I am, and maybe it's a testament to the progress we've made that sexuality isn't a big deal for these people, but they were completely behind this meme.
Yeah,
I mean, I probably got so many new ass jokes and butt sex jokes materials, and I had one woman even say, oh, I get it. The idea is he's got so much blood going down to his anus to focus on trying to get pleasure and anything he wants down there that he has no blood in his brain to think about all the people he's hurting.
That's great,
yeah. I mean, it was inspiring to
people
see
people want
that,
to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I really think that as much as John Kasich thinks he might be a visionary and a revolutionary, he might be the revolutionary we need on our side to truly represent the truth of what is behind Republican politics.
In an
increasingly negative way. I mean, unfortunately, part of this meme is also the fact that we always hear about Scott Walker from Wisconsin and all the things he's doing up there, all these press and the news, but we never really hear, if you do a search for people who've written negative stories or just stories about things that John Kasich is doing in our state, that doesn't seem to get much attention on a national level. And yet it really, truly represents some of the worst and dirty politics in our nation. Because it's, you know, asses are dirty.
Inherently. And there's a long tradition. Has this thought permeated the old 12th century Gnostics?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm very fascinated because there is some ideas of feudalism and Nazism with the body nationale and the king representing the state, and there's some of that stuff in there. But explain to me your idea, and I'll elaborate.
Well, the 12th century Gnostics were obsessed with whether Jesus had an anus or not, and they spent a century debating it. They did come up with the point that because we're made in God's image, they couldn't get past the notion of an anus. So what they did is came up with, yes, because Jesus was in man's image, created by God, sent to earth, is that, yes, he had an anus, but never had to use it because he had perfect digestion.
That is along the lines of what's going on here. I mean, in feudalism, there was a belief that the king, his body, literally represented the lands that he was over. And in Nazi Germany, this was a rhetoric that was very, very widely used, this idea of the body nationale, that all the peoples of Germany were one body in the state. There's a lot of things in our minds where we view the state as a body because it's got
called components. Organicism. There's a whole...
Oh, totally. Absolutely. Yes. But in this case, I mean, what I view as what's going on in our state or the body of our state is... It's not perverse. It's just an overemphasis of a form of pleasure or a concentration on things going into a certain area that isn't quite natural.
So we shouldn't be thinking about the head of state, but the bottom of state.
Very, very well put.
This is Fight Back with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3
102.1. Is John Kasich the bottom of state? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not only is he the bottom of state, but when you think of all the people who are below him that he's trampling on, and you think how low that must mean we are in his eyes, absolutely.
And again, that goes back to feudalism and, of course, the rights of first refusal, where the lord could literally have sex with the women who are about to be married because they were so special. I do get a feeling that John Kasich feels he's special.
Oh, I do think. I mean, I think so too. I mean, he always seems super pleased to be John Kasich and be in the position he's in. And
a lot of it is smugness, and it might even be that old-fashioned superciliousness where he thinks he scoffs. He looks down at his nose at the lessers.
I mean, I literally think, I really truly believe that part of that comes from the fact that he knows what he's saying is outrageous. That he knows what he's saying is not true, that it's not something that's going to come to fruition, that his programs aren't going to help people. I mean, I really think he knows that his job is to be a governor and to do everything he can to put more money and more power into the pockets of the people he's friends with that are part of his social circles, that are part of his world, and he could really care less about what the common man in Ohio. I really, truly believe this.
Zachariah Baird... You, in addition to this meme, you also have a website.
Yes.
And
well, that's the main way we're trying to get this meme out.
Okay. And some events coming up?
Well, we are going to have some events coming up, and part of that is the website launched just 2 weeks ago.
What's the address?
www.insatiablebottom.com.
Great.
So it's very easy to find. And it's a very interactive website. There's a lot of content up there, very humorous. That I've posted or that has been created by local comedians. By the way, just a plug, since I'm a local comedian, we have in Columbus one of the best comedy scenes in the country. So if you haven't been to a comedy show recently, please. Otherwise, though,
I've been to a John Kasich press conference.
Very good.
Pretty close.
Very good. They're almost similar.
Where's a good place to see comedy? Where do you go perform?
I would say, I mean, being a person who is a big promoter of comedy, I also have my own website, a production company called www. This is very long, so get ready, get your pens out, people. www.organ-grinder-productions.com. I always liked organ grinders as a kid, so.
Cool.
But anyway, getting back to the topic at hand, insatiablebottom.com is a website where anybody can go and post a comment about a John Kasich ass joke, a limerick they've written, any kind of dirty material. And we've actually had a lot of really funny comments on, and I have some of my favorites here that I can read.
Great, yeah.
A really good one. This is actually very, very creative. I can't believe. But they just wrote, Kasich loves cock, and they spelled cock, K-O-C-H, referring to the Koch brothers, who are the biggest. So that was very, very, I thought that was very inventive. And I love when people get really smart ass jokes on there. I mean, because there's some really dirty stuff on this site. And the reason for that is because I really want this to be not just a site where we're making John Kasich ass jokes, but a place where anybody can really cathartically post anything that's really making them angry. I mean, because there are a lot of people who are going to be hurt by this man's policies. And where do they go to speak? Because they're not going to be aired by, they're not going to be on, you know, the local TV station. They're not going to be aired on a normal talk radio station. There's not so many places you can go. But I really want people to know that if they're really angry at John Kasich, they can come to the site and post anything they want, and I will approve it, and it just is a way to express yourself. But right. Other comments that have been really great is a person wrote, the only thing spacier than John Kasich's policies on jobs and education is his anus. Another one is, John Kasich has taken more polls than ABC, Zogby, and USA Today combined, which was great. A favorite of mine, a bit longer, it says, I propose we replace the words ass and douche with the word Kasich. Example, boy, my hemorrhoids are killing me, and my Kasich is on fire. can also be abbreviated, wow, that dude is acting like a total K-bag, or stop being a K-hole. Yeah. So there's a lot of ways you can use this meme to spread it.
K-bag, I like it.
Totally. Part of the idea behind this website is not just to make, I mean, I guess I want to say I make fun of Kasich. I am genuinely making fun of Kasich. But there's a lot of other people who are involved, were involved in getting John Kasich elected. Not the least to say would have been the Tea Party or the Birther Movement. And to a certain extent, this over-the-top rhetoric that I'm trying to push on the liberal side is meant to be a reflection of the over-the-top rhetoric that is being pushed by birthers and Tea Party activists. Okay. And I have to admit, I really feel the things I'm coming out with on my website are as legitimate as most of the talking points that come out from our opposing groups on the right-wing spectrum.
Tell us more.
But what about the debate about whether Kasich, as an insatiable bottom, would have been raptured?
Well, I haven't lost any friends yet, and I've noticed nobody's gone. Yeah, or ruptured. Very, very good. So I'm assuming that none of us were really worthy. I think it's safe to say we're all sinful people and we all have flaws.
So especially I had thought of that. Maybe the rapture occurred and nobody.
Nothing happened.
Was worthy.
Well, I have to admit, if there was a hell to be left behind in, it would have been in behind the John Kasich's behind.
Left behind the insatiable bottom. Precisely. The bottom estate.
We also, part of our movement to reflect this birther movement is we refer to ourselves as the bottomers.
Yeah.
And part of the conspiracy theory, and I genuinely believe this, this is reality. We believe that John Kasich's anus has attained a low level but very powerful rectal sentience. This cavity consciousness has an unquenchable thirst for power and pleasure that has wreaked havoc across Ohio by analpathically controlling the minds of the Ohio legislative branch and forcing it to act in complicity with his covetous desires. This greedy asshole has run amok across our state, absorbing countless pieces of state property and public monies into its corrupt channels for the sake of propping up a banana republic and its unsustainably mammoth caverns and interior labyrinth. Our state needs less talk about the budget deficit and more talk about the deficit of empathy and responsible governance brought about by the insurmountable rectal deficit inside of John Kasich.
There you have it. A statement, dare I say, a manifesto for the ages, which begs the question, why not more alliteration? Buckeye and bottom. Surely someone's gone into that territory.
The yeah. Bottom state.
Well, bottom state. One of my favorite is pro-state, yes. Prostate, no. cap the gap. Latex Ohio schools. Just protect them. Okay, by the way, always use protection.
Well, why wasn't there anyone to protect us from John Kasich? What did anyone in it sort of get a feeling that he was in fact an insatiable bottom while he was running?
I'm afraid even I was ignorant of the fact while he was running.
Weren't there clues?
Well, there were certainly clues. I mean, for example, even before he ran, there was the statistics. You know how 10% of the population has 90% of the wealth? You've heard this statistic constantly.
Right.
John Kasich is just one man, and yet he makes up 99.99999% of all anal pleasure received in our state.
Greedy.
Oh, very, very much so, very much so. Also, there
he's not a greedy. He's more than a greedy. He's a kleptocrat.
Truly.
He's stealing other people's pleasure.
Exactly.
Because he's insatiable.
And it's still not enough. It is still not enough. And actually, I'm reminded of, I believe, a famous article you wrote about the jet streams coming up and polluting. That's nothing compared to the things, the natural breezes, so to speak, coming out of John Kasich. I mean, I believe he has 10 coal plants in there and 2 nuclear reactors, none of which are regulated, so you only can imagine what that means.
But one is really, they like to call it a recycling plant. I think mm-hmm. it's his
truly, truly. Dip. Not to mention water pollution from his weekly Lake Erie enema. By the way, guys, I'm having too much fun right
Good.
Now. I just want you to know.
This is the question. Does John Kasich know the Illinois Enema Bandit?
The what?
For another Frank Zappa song there. A guy who tied up rich women and gave them enemas back, 20, 30 years ago. And I don't know where Kasich was during that period.
I don't know either. I'm assuming.
Where is this guy?
Yeah. Tell us more about this, Bob.
Can I get his number?
The Illinois. I think that Kasich as a young man was in the League for Revolutionary Colonics. I think he was a split.
He absolutely was. And I'll say that.
Figuratively and metaphorically.
Yeah. And while we're saying all these funny, bad things about him, I will say there is one good thing. There is one saving grace, perhaps, about John Kasich's anus, which is that Mammoth Caves is leasing a portion of it out for storage space. So we're getting some money back in there.
I'm worried that they may start to frack in Kasich's bottom.
Perhaps. I mean,
well, the whole notion of fracking, you know, the injection of hydro fluids to
is that what fracking
extract,
is?
Extract gas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought fracking was also a sexual thing as well. I'm getting my phrases too mixed up. I have to admit, in the last 3 weeks, my mind has been nothing but anal jokes and colonoscopies and prostate glands. And I have learned a lot of things that probably make my boyfriend very happy, because I'm a much more educated man on ways to incite anal pleasures than I was before. So I do thank John Kasich for pushing me to be more educated.
So the positive side of Kasich's agenda in the state.
So tell us again the name of the website. It's
www.insatiablebottom.com.
And to get involved, you can visit the website and post your own comment, graph, news story, proving that John Kasich is a greedy bottom. Mail a dildo to the governor's office with a message, "The butt stops here." Or try writing dirty limericks about the governor on bathroom walls, such as, "There once was a governor's anus, whose appetite was insatiably heinous. So he said with a smile, 'I can take half a mile and still be filled by a dozen black Angus.'"
Thank you very much. I chose black Angus because it is the most common herd of cattle in the United States. And actually, I wanted to say there is one limerick left there where I haven't written the last line, and I thought it would be fun to read the first 4 lines and see if people wanted to propose last lines. If you hand it to me, I'll read it here. So this is an unfinished limerick, and we're looking for proposals for the last line, because I haven't thought of anything yet. "There once was a bottom named Kasich, who suffered an intolerable ass itch. So after effing the poor, he demanded still more." And then that's where you put the fifth line in a limerick. So, yeah, precisely. And make it in that tempo. Please keep that together. But, yeah, I would love it as just an activity, if people are interested, to send and propose conclusions to that limerick. We'll try to get something on the site where you can put things in there.
Yeah, and I'm thinking fracking may be part of the last lyric.
Could be. I mean, I've been trying to think of things that rhyme with itch. And there's not too many of them, or ick. I mean, I guess just ick might work.
Ick, yeah.
Like,
that's a good word for Kasich.
Ich bin ein Anus.
Oh, perhaps the Nazi ending would be good. That's perfect.
Yes.
All right. This has been Fight Back with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3 102.1.
Or as John Kasich likes to say, believe, obey, fight, Tausend Jahre Reich. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks for being our guest.
Thanks, both of you. It was a real honor. I mean, I'm a great admirer of all your work, so happy to be here.